When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Springleaf, the only podcast where an undercover cop shares his wire recordings with the public. This week I'm joined by the bully of the UK comedy scene, Rosie Jones.
Show your face, Springleaf. What did I tell you?
Don't refer to you as a bully.
Or what?
You'll do me in.
Character Mundo. Oh, Twinkles, get me a cuppa.
Sorry, is Twinkles me?
Just get her a cuppa, Adams. It's not worth it, trust me.
Milk and sugar?
Yeah, and hot water, and a tea bag.
And a mug?
You're the mug, Twinkle Dick.
Okay, very good. Adams is a mug. This episode sees the SW6 gang undertake their biggest challenge yet. Under the guidance of Donna, we shall attempt to free our fearless leader Lawrence from prison and pull off a casino heist in quick succession.
Not gonna happen.
Janet had allowed Donna back into the SW11 gang, mainly because she needed a hand training everyone up for the heist. Even though she'd only pivoted back to the heist because she'd lost her number one tech scammer, Donna.
Here's your brew.
Don't want it.
We were having a sneak around the SW11 HQ, but the big plan was coming together nicely, and the SW6ers felt closer than ever.
Yeah, like my fist and your face.
What's Twinkle Dick mean?
Alrighty, how's this for totally bodacious? We waltz into the prison, conga the guards into an empty cell, tango Lawrence out of his dungeon, and paso doble out the main gates.
Totally bodacious in your dreams. They'll nab us before we can cha-cha-cha through the door.
Unless they've agreed for a prank show to be filmed on site and you're the cast and the crew.
Quick question. Is it normal for a totally bodacious plan to make you feel instantly stressed?
Deep breaths, baby. All you gotta do is frog stomp into that production office like Tommy De La Cruz and tell Evelyn and Sita what's where and why. They'll know a golden eclair when they smell one.
Uh-oh.
So, let me get this straight, right? I agreed to let Donna lead the heist prep and you lot thank me by bunking off in the walk-in freezer.
Sorry, Janet. Us SW6ers are notoriously lazy.
Well, I'd rather inherit a lazy gang than one that plots stuff behind my back, eh? Come on, let's be having you.
Donna, we should talk about the plan for the heist. You know, the real plan for the heist.
Oh, spring cheeks. Thanks to my days in television, I now see where I truly belong. And it ain't on set with Lil Johnny Roskins or Jimothy Corduroy.
She means Jonathan Ross and James Corden. And I'm 80% sure Tommy De La Cruz was Tom Cruise earlier.
The con's off. And don't vex, my blackmailing days are over too. You're looking at a grudge-free woman. I even forgave Reg for calling me two cakes.
She ate two cakes in a row.
So, am I still arresting everyone mid-heist? I should do for my job, right?
If you do, I'll go down with them. SW6 for life. Janet, wait up.
SW6 for life.
Why are all these gangsters talking like soft bastards?
Why are you being so rude on a podcast you bullied your way onto?
Why is the sound quality on these wire recordings absolutely terrible?
She doesn't believe that. She doesn't believe that. She's just trying to upset you. She's just trying to upset you.
I shouldn't have booked her, Adams. I'm sorry. I just find it difficult sticking up for myself. Case in point, my situation over at Only Joking.
Oh, good seg.
Shit seg!
Thanks to Donna's plan, I now had to sit down with Evelyn and Sita and convince them to do something crazy. I was shaking in my boots, but I knew I had to at least try.
What a push.
Adam, she's unplugged my mic.
Woo! Last episode of series one. The only thing standing between me and Lady BAFTA is Hugh Dennis.
Dennis will be easy to prank. They never once paid him for Mock the Week, and he never noticed. The guy did a million episodes.
James, you're bringing down the party vibes. Have some schlur and celebrate my achievements.
Ladies, before you dig into these fine roast dinners, I've come up with a prank for Hugh Dennis. I was thinking we could do it in the show.
We haven't done any of your ideas since the pilot, buddy. Remember? They were stupid and bad.
How about we stage a fake arrest? We could hire some actors to play the police, maybe accuse Hugh Dennis of murder, then take him to an actual, real-life prison.
Ugh. Sounds like the kind of thing Donna would write.
Slam dunk bullseye.
Filming in an active prison? Are you out of your tree, Acaster?
Have you not learned anything making this series? Do you even understand how a TV show works?
I'm this close to checking the room for cameras in case he's pranking us right now.
He must be. Is Max about to jump out? Is there a hidden camera in my Animal Agent of the Year 2013 award?
Sometimes I make that sound to get people's attention. Adams, can we put some stirring music under this next bit? Make me sound like the president from Independence Day. Or Woody when he's convincing toys to do stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry. Am I the only one here who wants to get a second series? Are you too happy with a one and done? Everyone knowing we got cancelled for being boring. If we manage to make Hugh Dennis believe he's about to serve life in jail, there isn't a commissioner on the planet who wouldn't bite our hand off for another go around. If we want to make prank show history, we gotta go big. Because no one gives a flying fuck into a rolling donut about a show that made 6 poxy episodes and never came back. So who am I talking to here? A couple of lily-livered hacks destined to be forgotten like the rest of the dross in this town? Or the next in line to the throne of supreme prankdom, accepting the torch from Ashton Kutcher and flipping society's so-called rules into a black hole? Because I thought I was in a room with Evelyn Mock and Sita Chopra. 2 TV legends who rolled the dice, then stamped the dice to dust and did whatever they felt like anyway. When you two are ready to make some real television, I'll be in my trailer, drinking an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. Because I hate schlur!
If you ever spoke to me like that, I will knock your block off via your dick.
Yeah, well, on that occasion, it worked. They agreed to the prank.
With the heavy caveat that if it went wrong, you were fired.
So now I have to pull off a prank for a TV show, a prison break, a casino heist, and multiple arrests all on the same day. But first, Sita had to convince the prison warden to let us film in her real-life prison.
And then we lock Hugh Dennis in a cell, and we end the prank when the onset psychologist says we legally have to.
I took this meeting because I was assured you were the real deal and not a couple of time wasters. Clearly, my receptionist, who is a fan of yours, has misinformed me, Susie.
Hello, Warden.
You're fired, love.
Thank you, Warden.
Warden, you're currently talking to the number one agent in Britain when it comes to talented animals. And pretty soon I'll be taking over America, too.
Beg your sweet pardon?
I'm setting up an office in Hollywood. I've always had an eye for talent, Warden, and I couldn't help but notice the framed photo of a chinchilla on your desk.
Oh, that's Queenie, my guardian angel.
A sexy chinchilla like that, could get a lot of work in the States. With the right representation, of course.
So are you moving to Hollywood, like, permanently?
Warden, I can guarantee you 3 things, okay? This prank will go off without a hitch. Queenie will be on the front cover of Furry and Famous within a year. And Sarah Pascoe will follow your chinchilla on Instagram within seconds. That is, if we have ourselves a deal.
Susie, you just got your job back, love.
Hey there, Warden. This is David, Susie's replacement.
David, you're fired.
Thank you, Warden.
And that is how it's done. What do chinchillas eat? Worms? Moths, maybe?
Are you still going to be my agent?
I need you to round up some quality actors for this Hugh Dennis prank and more cameras than ever before. Pat, why have you stopped walking? You're halfway across a mini roundabout.
Actually, I think it's the dinky roundabout.
It looks mini from over here. Come over here. You'll see what I mean.
We built a lot together, Sita. You've been a great agent. I'm pretty sure I've been a good client. We've worked too hard for too long to throw it all away.
What are you talking about?
I could see an exciting future for us, couldn't you?
Get off the dinky roundabout, you arsehole!
Pat, come onto the pavement so we can talk about this properly.
Don't you mean sidewalk? That's what they say in Hollywood, right?
Lord, give me strength.
I'm staying on the dinky roundabout. That's that. I'm staying on the dinky roundabout until you agree to stay.
Ultimatums aren't cool, man. They're emotionally manipulative.
I'm not bluffing, Sita.
I can't believe this. Wait there. I'm coming to you. Sorry. Just, thanks. Oh, I instantly regret this. This roundabout is too dinky for two people.
I just want you to be straight with me, Sita. Is that too much to ask?
You want me to be straight with you?
He already said he does! Hurry up!
Fine. Pat, about a year ago, I stopped liking you.
Oh, shit!
That's why our marriage ended. You're not a bad guy. I just didn't like you. Maybe ever. Not enough, anyway.
You're lying. You're just being mean so I'll get off the dinky roundabout.
It's not that mean. People dislike each other all the time. I'm not sure you even like me that much.
But I put so much effort into being liked. It's the main thing I do. There's no way you actually don't like me. That's impossible.
Get off the dinky roundabout!
Yeah, and sort out your codependency issues and all.
I have to go now, Pat. I need to sign a chinchilla up to Equity.
Wait, don't go. Sita. Hey, do you guys not like me either?
No, we fucking don't!
What about you? Do you like me?
I will hit you with my car!
I know you've only just met me, but you like me, right? Like, you can see us getting on, like, you can see I'm a fun guy. I'm likeable, aren't I? I'm likeable!
When the moon hits your eyes like a big pizza pie.
Knew you'd love that bit.
Oh, she broke your little heart.
Do you want to back off, Rosie? Jeez.
That's fine, Adams. I knew some of these recordings would be a tough listen.
Yeah, the next one's pretty grim.
Oh, goody, goody, gumdrops.
With everything in place for the prison break, I felt like I could finally update Clark. Oh, nuts, it's this bit.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah. With everything in place for the prison break, I felt like I could finally update Clark on proceedings, hoping he'd reopen the case and help me bring this thing home. Adams, Rosie just unplugged my headphones. Actually, good. I don't want to hear this anyway.
Prison breaks and casino heists? Does no one respect me as chief around here? I'm losing my grip on the entire squad. You know, over half the precinct went on holiday this week. Didn't even run it by me. Local crime has gone through the roof. It's plummeted abroad, but still.
You are a qualified and competent boss.
No, I am not!
You are love.
Shut up! I can't believe you've dragged Hugh Dennis into this. What did he ever do to anyone?
I'm just trying to figure out a way of pleasing everyone here, Clark. I mean, I know you all want different things, but I just don't like letting anyone down.
You can't please everyone, Pat. It's mathematically impossible. You've always got to let someone down, and you know what? It ain't going to be Clark Thelonious Burbridge. Mm-mm-mm. You've ignored direct orders and enabled further criminal activity, stressing me out in the process and hurting my feelings. Hand over your badge and your gun. You're done.
Sorry, what?
You heard me. You're out of control, goddammit.
Oh, do you want my magnifying glass too, Clark?
Of course I want your magnifying glass. Can't risk you using it to look at clues.
Oh, nuts.
Hand in your big sunglasses and all.
Oh, nuts.
And your suicide pill.
I love my suicide pill.
And your fake unibrow fashioned out of a fruit winder.
Holy moly, this is brutal. So what happens now? Do I just leave?
Well, you're no longer a cop, so... yeah. I guess you just leave. Hey, Pat? I'm gonna need your wire as well.
very careful with her, Clark.
Sure thing, Springleaf.
Operation Pot Roast was a disaster, by the way. There was this young duo. They were conning people. Stupid low-level stuff. I don't know why Rittenberger needed someone to go deep undercover for it. It was a waste of time and it never should have happened. I've tried to do the right thing ever since. This job was the only thing I ever loved. What a way to find out it never loved me back.
That was a pretty good line, to be fair. Okay. Well done, Clarky boy. Well done. Yep. That was tough. That was tough, but you're a big boy now. And big boys gotta do big boy things. Yep. Well done. Well done, big boy Clarky. Well done, big boy. You're a big boy, Clarky boy. Mama would be proud. Mama would be proud of you. You're a big boy boss and a big boy... Oh, shit. Still recording. Stop it. Stop. Stop. Come on. Don't you turn this thing off. It's just gotta be this button. Come on. Whoever's listening to this, I was just kidding back there with all the big boy baby stuff. Just a joke. My name is Pat Springleaf. Not Clark. Not Clarky boy. That was just a joke. Just a stupid joke.
You are a big boy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That's the movie!
Tell her what happened next.
Head office listened back to all my wire recordings and fired Adams for not reporting any of my shenanigans.
Good on them.
Yeah, well, I ain't no snitch. Plus, I'd never actually listened to most of it.
You what?
I just got into the field recordings of ethnomusicologist Alan Lomax and was working my way through his back catalogue. Head office said it was the worst excuse they'd ever heard. Then they made me hand in my pop shield and sent me packing.
Things have worked out great for Adams, though. She'll be working on Tom Allen's Trisha soon.
I never actually heard back from Tom Allen's Trisha. Someone who shall remain nameless is taking them to court for plagiarism.
Oh, poor little twinkle shit.
Okay, we should probably explain how we've done the rest of this episode.
Oh, I gained access to the only joke in audio. So this should be the best quality recording so far.
What? Yes, Stu did the prison break.
I was under contract. Had to finish the prank.
Maybe you're not such a wimpy dick after all.
I'm going to start when you arrest Hugh Dennis.
Oh, great. Hugh Dennis is the right wimpy dick.
Why are you calling everyone wimpy dicks now?
Because I want to.
Okay, Hugh Dennis has entered Hotel Chocolat. He's eyeing up a Chocolat Satsuma. Be ready to arrest him on the way out.
James, I can't believe one of the actors you've hired is frickin' Donna. Did you forget she's my enemy?
Oh yeah, on that, Donna's completely ignoring me. Keeps asking people if they heard anything every time I speak.
Oh, it doesn't feel nice when someone doesn't like you, eh, Sita?
I don't need her to like me. I just need her to be professional.
Oh, well, that's very mature of you. Excuse me, ladies. Hey, you guys all set?
I know how arrests work, James. I've been involved in enough.
You want me to do an accent or no? I feel like my voice isn't very policey.
Can't argue with that.
This is the long hand of the law.
Love it. Hey, Sita says you're acting like she doesn't exist.
Who's that? is this Sita character nice, or is she a two-faced cockwad who deserves a silent treatment forever?
I'm going to base my performance on the officer who arrested me in Cornwall for decent exposure.
Huey once got busted wearing too many layers at a nudist camp.
Right, Hugh Dennis is paying for his tipsy truffle selection box. Walking towards the exit and go, 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 go!
Does anybody know when we're doing this? Because I'd love to start if everyone's ready.
Come on, Donna, it's showtime!
What's going on?
Get on the goddamn floor and put your hands on your goddamn head, goddammit!
Put the talkies down! We're the police, you Dennis!
You motherfucking clothes-wearing piece of shit! Kiss the fucking floor, motherfucker, or we'll kick your non-nudist brains in!
I don't understand.
And we got news for you. You're under arrest, you Dennis, for murder.
What? No, you have got the wrong guy.
Well, we've got news for you, Hugh Dennis. We have 57 witnesses who say you did it.
If justice prevails, you'll never see daylight again, Hugh Dennis!
Your life is fucking over, Mr. Toasty! Hands behind your not bare back! Cuff this boxer short, loving bastard!
Please, whatever those people told you, it is not true. I don't understand what's happening, please. I'm begging you.
Oh, crocodile tears won't help you now, Hugh Dennis.
Yeah, please stop crying, Hugh Dennis. I promise it's not that bad.
Wrong! It is that bad, Hugh Dennis. Your life is over, and you should definitely carry on crying. A lot!
Cry for me, Hugh Dennis! Cry for me!
Fast forward some of this, Adams, for the love of God.
Let's take this puppy to jail!
I'm begging you.
Hello, welcome to the prison. I am a guard. Who do we have here, then?
Hugh Dennis, the murderer.
Oh, no. Murderers are bad. Let's put him in prison forever.
Oh, please. I am begging you. I am a good man. I'm a good man.
Good men don't murder their in-laws, Hugh Dennis.
Yeah, we found them chopped to pieces in your freezer, you sick fuck.
Jesus Christ, Bruce and Brunel.
Put your finger and thumb on this ink pad and give us your prints, Hugh Dennis.
And your tongue and your balls.
Take off all your clothes and stand in that cubicle.
How do you like being sprayed with hot sauce, Hugh Dennis? Courtesy of Rich Geisley.
Not the eyes.
Here we are, Hugh Dennis. Welcome to B-Wing!
Hugh Dennis! This cannot be happening. I'm going to wake up soon. I'm going to wake up in my lovely bed at home, safe with people who love me.
Hugh Dennis!
I'm very sorry about all this, Hugh Dennis.
Stop apologising to Hugh Dennis.
I've got news for you, Hugh Dennis. Here's your cell.
Is this my cellmate?
Yep.
It's Chinchilla.
A chinchilla that's done a lot of nasty, fucked up things.
And it won't just be the two of you, Hugh Dennis. You're about to get a lot more company in that tiny cell.
He is?
You're damn right he is. Let's round him up.
All right, you screw bastards. Hands in the fucking sky where we can see them.
Guns on the floor.
Up against the wall. Choppity chop chop.
James, what the fuck is this?
Sorry, Evan. You should be able to cut round this bit in the edit.
In the cell with Hugh Dennis, you screw pricks. Quick march.
There's 10 of us. That's a two-man cell.
And Hugh Dennis is already in there with a live chinchilla?
Give me a reason, screw. I double dare you. Everyone toss your keys at my feet right now.
I was hoping they'd let us keep our keys.
Please let us out. Let us out. I'm picking you. I'm begging
you. Some bloody dignity, Hugh Dennis.
He's up here. Follow me.
Boss, it's us. I've missed you so much. We've come to set you free.
I know, Huey. It'd be mad if you'd literally come here to prank Hugh Dennis and nothing else. You're a top lad.
Would you say I'm your number one guy?
Would you say I'm your number one cellmate?
Lads, this is Billy Shingles. He's a real top lad. I reckon he can come with.
The more the merrier.
Hello, Billy Shingles.
You must be James. Lawrence has told me so much about you. You're like a son to him.
What'd he say about me? That I'm his number one guy?
He said you were naive, but your heart was in the right place.
No, that was Reg, Billy.
I knew it was about me.
You're breaking a drug lord out of prison? That's what we're doing here?
Aren't you the TV host who taunted me when I tripped over that tortoise?
I guess this is what I get for selling out. I should have stayed a truth-telling comedian, the noblest of professions. But I sucked the devil's dick and cupped his big red balls.
This has warmed my heart, lads. Who masterminded all this?
Oh, it was all Donna.
It was a team effort, boss. An SW6 special.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Yeah, okay. Let's save the cuddles for when we're outside.
Actually, cuddling now would be adorable. In fact, why don't y'all back into the cell and have a lovely group squidge while I lock you the hell up?
Donna? Why are you pointing your gun at us?
Because I conned you, and you fell for it.
We've got guns too, Treacle.
True, but I'm the only one that's got bullets.
Why did we let alone all the guns?
Toss those keys at my dainty little toes. Or do I have to shoot Billy Shingles here to prove a point?
Oh, Christ! Do as she says! Shingles hates being shot!
I was hoping she'd let us keep the keys.
I can go though, right? I'm not in the gang. I'm just a famous comedian.
Yeah, but you're my least favorite famous comedian of all time, so up yours, Mock.
I feel I should warn everybody. Billy Shingles turns punchy if he gets bored. It's a whole thing.
You said he was a top lad.
I contend multitudes.
Oh, ow.
Donna, I'm confused.
Didn't I mention? I talked the SW5 gang into doing the heist tonight. I'll tell them you got delayed, make some shit up. Then while they're heisting, I'll rob your precious HQ.
I'll kill ya!
Nah, I'll tell you who you might kill, though. James, whose real name is Pat. He's an undercover cop and was planning on arresting every last one of you.
What? What? Oh, not true. I'm a top lad, a true baddie, a willing crook.
He did do material about being an undercover cop. Called himself Pat Springleaf. Said he was infiltrating the SW6 gang. The leader was called Lawrence.
Oh, right. That's my name.
You shouldn't have sabotaged my Milton Jones prank, Sprang Dick. What? Didn't think I'd figure that out? Can't con a con woman, butt nugget. Sayonara.
So, you probably all have many reasonable questions, and I am more than willing to calmly answer them.
Okay, I'm calling it. Hugh Dennis has had enough. You gotta stop. Sorry, guys.
So who the fuck's that?
Oh, it's the on-set psychologist. We locked her in a cell during all the commotion.
Also, why is there a tortoise in here with me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we locked up the tortoise who put you in prison.
Thanks, lads. That means a lot. Now, as for you, Pat Springleaf, start talking.
Oh, you're absolutely fucked. You scared little voice. Please, Mr. Gunster, don't kill me.
Right. You know what, Rosie? I've had enough of you belittling me all the time. This ends here, and this ends now.
Sit down!
Sorry. Sorry, Rosie.
Fuck me.
Springleaf was written by and starred James Acaster. It featured the voices of Chloe Petz, Donald Gleason, Evelyn Mock, Freya Parker, Hugh Dennis, Jack Diaf, Jason Forbes, Kath Hughes, Katie Sayer, Kima Bob, Natalie Cassidy, Nathaniel Metcalf, Pat Cahill, Phil Dunning, Phil Wang, and Sindhu V. And our studio guest was Rosie Jones. Extra jokes were by Celia A.B., Jen Ives, Ken Cheng, Matthew Crosby, Rose Johnson, and Tucson Douglas. Massive thanks to everyone who backs the Kickstarter, including executive producers Brian F. Otten, Heather Peteroy, Janine Giswaldo, Mel Stacey, and Stephen Bailey. And also to Acast for having us as part of the Acast Creator Network. Original music is by Namdi, and sound design is by Charlie Brandon King. The assistant producers were Katie Sayer and Michaela Carmichael. The producer was Lindsay Fenner, and Springleaf is a Mighty Bunny production.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.